The marriage of Charles and Diana is the rare tragedy these young adults grew up with. President Reagan recovered and joked about his wounds. The Cold War ended in Western triumph. The Gulf War was a rout, and the economy seldom faltered. But the most celebrated marriage of their times broke up, like so many of the marriages in their own families. Mike Wolfe grew up in rural Western Pennsylvania.
My parents did end up getting divorced, and I was about 9 or 10 years old. I'm not really sure of the age. It was the first couple years after that trying to get used to it. And it was always rough trying to be, I guess, sort of like in the middle of things.
Between 1965 and 1975, the divorce rate doubled. According to one survey, a third of young adults say that before they turned 18, their parents divorced. For their generation, to be a child of divorce, for the first time in American history, was commonplace. 30-year-old Chris Potter, who now edits Pittsburgh's alternative weekly city paper, is part of a typical post-nuclear family.
At one time I had five step-siblings, because my mother had married somebody who had also previously been divorced, and he had three kids by a previous marriage. I didn't even meet them, actually, so...
Well, that's three.
Yeah, that's three. And then my father, his wife had also been married, and she had two children. The holidays are, I don't know, it's probably like trying to direct traffic in LaGuardia or something like that, you know, just trying to bring in everybody to the tarmac at the right time and make sure everyone gets, you know, fed and nobody's luggage gets lost. It's an engineering challenge.
It was a personal challenge for Robert Schneider and Hillary Sidney, two 30-year-old rock musicians from Denver. Despite Robert's misgivings, rooted in his parents' divorce, they got married.
I guess I don't run into as many people our age who are married, but at the same time, I think that...
I think that's maybe why a lot of people our age aren't married, though, because they see it as being more of a negative thing than a positive thing.
I mean, I
have a lot of friends who came from divorced homes that it was so unhappy for them that they don't want to get married. I think I wanted to get married a long time before Robert did.
And I did not want to get married. I was just a little hung up on it.
Yeah,
things.
He was hung up on it. I wasn't, but my parents have been together forever. I have.
And it wasn't that I was inhibited about being married. I didn't have cold feet or anything. It was just I just didn't want to screw things up by throwing some unknown element in.
When Robert Schneider and Hillary play music together, she is Hillary Sidney. They say in their married life, she is Hillary Schneider. There seems to be no rule governing these things. Two 30-year-old women, co-workers, pointed out to us that when they got married, one hyphenated her name and the other used her husband's name. They mix and match, they said. They do what feels right.